What's up, Howard?
Love the new intro music, man. It feels good to be on with that stuff.
You do? You never heard this one?
No, I have. I just haven't been in the studio for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It has been a while for you. I didn't realize the song was this new, though.
Actually, no, I take it back. I did that one show with you and Allison before. It's just, it's good to, I'm still so accustomed to your old intro that for me to actually get some Gray Sky Eternal, which is the greatest band in America.
Currently. Give it 20 years. Maybe someone will dethrone them.
I think by that point, they're going to be the greatest band in the universe.
That's true.
All of history.
Rocking the hell out of Mars. That will be a reality by then. It's good to have you on the show, man. It's been a while.
Much love, man. It's good to be back.
I think you were saying a couple people thought we might have had beef to sound very Wu-Tang, circa 92, to sound very East Coast rap.
No, I think we brought this up on air one time. We just kind of have these like periods in our lives where we just stop talking to each other. This has been ongoing since fifth grade,
it's
right?
It's just being a man.
Right.
Like, I really, when people freak out about this, it's like, I'm sorry. When your male friend doesn't talk to you as much, do you freak out like it's your woman not giving you box anymore? I mean, come on. It's just, it's your dude friend. 9 times out of 10, it's like, hey, why haven't I heard from you? Oh, I got a new chick. I'm reacquainting myself with that called the vagina. And you're like, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense.
Or just like even simple things. Like when we were kids, it was like we were tight in fifth, sixth grade. And then seventh grade, it's like, oh, we have different schedules. Guess I won't see you for 2 years.
Yeah. you just pick up where it is. There's nothing to it right now. You got better things to do than recording a show that doesn't pay you.
Actually, you know, I've been moving to Baltimore.
Actually, not so much.
Hey, listen, like, it's good to be back. Like, whenever I'm in the area, I'm just I'm house sitting for the girlfriend while she's out of the country, so I thought I might pop in while I'm in Arlington.
I like it. You moved from a girl who lives in Arlington that made you dog sit to what, Howard? Say it. Say it out loud, Howard.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you something. While I was in my rebound phase, I bought that Brothers album by the Black Keys. Track 2 on there, Next Girl.
Next Girl.
My next girl's gonna be nothing like my ex-girl, and I promise you that's true. They might both own dogs and both live in the same county.
I'm not
similarities
saying,
end there.
I'm not saying, yeah, there's anything more than a superficial similarity. I'm simply enjoying that superficial similarity. It's a comedic show, Howard. You gotta find the laughs and get 50 minutes of them, and then you punch out.
Like I do.
Luke sinking those torpedoes.
There tends to be a theme when I'm on this show where you give me a hard time. I have noticed this.
Yeah, that's
coming
a theme
back
for anyone who comes on the show ever. It's called John doesn't like prep and can mock people.
Well, glad to be here.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Co-host today, Howard Highland.
Howard Flood. I changed my name.
Howard
for
Flood.
Artistic purposes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For what you do to the bitches panties. For panties, comma, bitches, parentheses.
This is my art name now. This is my pen name. This is what I do
is
when
Howard
I'm in
Flood,
music
like
and writing.
Like what you released your album under?
And yeah.
We'll get to your album.
Yeah.
My God, you're really Howard Flood.
That's what my Twitter handle now says. Haven't you seen that? I'm the artist formerly known as Howard Highland.
I was going to do our usual Twitter shtick where, you know, I was like, oh, are you still FXegetical? And you go, no, I'm what the F and Heezy. You're literally on to like your 18th
no,
handle?
My handle is still at what the F and Heezy, but my name associated with that
Flood
handle is Howard Flood. But I let people know who actually know me like you and your listeners.
Yes.
As Howard Highland, I'm the artist formerly known as Howard Highland.
Oh my God. I've changed my name once. I went from John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement to Papa's Basement at Papa's Basement. Because I don't want people who are job hunting, you know, scouring my background to find that goddamn Twitter of mine. Where I just, you know, the things even I consider innocuous, that's not what a future employer wants to read.
I was thinking more, it's just ever since you had that one lockout who Googled you, like between calling for
that
the emergency.
That was part of
and,
it, too.
Yeah.
The old Jewish lady who, I posted a funny article called The Rape Kings, and she somehow saw that was related to Papa's Basement and associated that with my big boy job, and my website cost me $120 or so that
yep
day. Not that this hasn't cost me money before. I get calls all the time. For
while
some
we're
reason,
in studio.
For some reason, yeah. It's like people just want to blow up their keys whenever I'm in studio. Whatever the time, whatever the day might be. That's lose your key day. Lose your key hour.
It's kind of like getting a booty call. Like, I've I've shown up before to record with you, and like, you come in and you're like, man, I haven't had a job call in like a week.
Yeah.
I know they're going to call like while we're here.
Oh, and I missed three.
Yeah. Yeah.
$400 down the toilet in
Except
the span of an hour.
The difference is if it were a real booty call, I think you would just end the show right there.
Yeah, for actual box. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, money is one thing, and I suppose money can become sex if I want to go down that dark, dark path.
Yeah, then you got to drive to New Jersey. It's kind of a pain in the ass. I guess you could go to Baltimore, but that's, well.
What, for whores?
Yeah.
There's backpages.com, or I think it's called, or DC Backpages or something. There's escorts
all the time.
Yeah,
there's plenty in DC.
It's great. It's like a skanky MySpace with people you can screw.
Mm. I heard your last show, I think, was it, where a guest was talking about Blender. Have you tried Blender yet?
I punched up Blender after Mr. H. Allen Scott mentioned Blender for the straights. The grinder for the gays, Blender for the straights. As you can imagine, unlike Grinder, a lot of talking on the Blender. A lot of feeling each other out. Really, the fact that it's not just dude on dude defeats right. The whole purpose.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lazy man's hookup site, I suppose. But it's exactly like that Tinder I have. I guess that's why Tinder is named what it is. It's supposed to evoke that sound.
Mm.
That ER at the end is supposed to make me think easy sex. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Go there to find the latest episodes. We put one up every Monday, every Thursday, an hour-long podcast. You're listening to one right now. Click the iTunes subscription link at the top, especially if you have the podcast app for your iPad or your iPhone. Could you get your damn feet out of the air? It's disgusting.
It's a motherfucking hot day today, man.
Okay, we'll do a dirty episode then. Fine. I guess that settled that. One of these has to be clean. One of these has to be clean so I can put it up for a Saturday. No, you don't have to put the shoes back on. I just don't want to see the feet up. It's like when you're screwing a girl and her ankles are on your shoulders. I don't want to see that.
These work conditions
are
unacceptable.
You can even put your feet back on the desk. Just don't wave them in the air.
Right,
you literally
Thank
looked
you.
Like you were getting plowed. Missionary.
I'm just stretching my hammies.
Not
played
plowing,
softball recently.
Plowed. How recently?
2 days ago.
I guess that's recent enough as a base excuse. InPapasBasement.com. Just go to the iTunes subscription link. That's the big thing. And especially, again, using the podcast app. Howard, you're a big fan of that. You said it's very convenient.
Yeah, I listen to the show when I'm driving between Baltimore and D.C. now. It's very easy to download and just listen to on the iPad or iPhone.
And you want us via Twitter. It's at Papa's Basement for me, at what the F and Heezy now for you.
I am at
It'll be mentioned in the post.
And Heezy.
If you're listening to this, find the link on at Papa's Basement, the easy to remember one. And you can find Howard. And last but not least, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. That's all of it. We're done. Can we wrap up the show now? Can we just walk out after I do plugs? Can I just do a 10-minute episode where I say, go to these links?
Don't be a cock tease. Come on. You're not that kind of host, man.
I'm not. I am a horrible being, though, Howard.
This I will not deny.
I am very, very bad, and I just got Oh, God, why does it feel like there's a fire ant under my foreskin? What the hell?
It's because you're a bad person. This is karma coming back.
I don't even have a foreskin. I don't get it. And it's all sweaty, so I can't pull it apart, really. I think just sweat dried somewhere on the tip and, like...
You're rubbing the zipper?
Hell.
Yeah. Watch the zipper.
I might need to pause. You know what? We're going to pause for about 2 minutes so I can run to the head.
Oh, my God.
Give myself a scratching. This is not a joke. I'll be right back.
All right.
We're back, Howard.
You good?
How's
the penis?
I no longer feel like Native Americans are torturing me by burying me up to my head in the sand and then smearing honey all over my face for the fire ants to find. Except on my penis, not my face. I feel good. I hate the summer.
Oh, yeah. No, you have, like, those jack problems, don't you?
Not so much. It's just I sweat like a pig doing anything, even when I was very, very fit. In fact, my sweating didn't start. I don't know if this is normal. It didn't start until I was very active in the gym. And after about a year, my body finally learned, like, okay, if you don't sweat, you will die lifting and treadmilling and all that. And then once the switch was flipped, it's like a guy who just can't cry. And then finally he learns to get in touch with his emotions. And then he's just this this wimpy bitch for the rest of his days. It's kind of like that. I just couldn't sweat. And now it's like, oh, is it mildly hot? Did you have to bend over? Flush. Was that that was all the activity that was needed? Did you have to raise your arm up? Flush.
Funny enough, like you're the person who like first got me to go to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
I was 20, I think, when I first started lifting.
Yes.
But I learned very quickly.
I remember those days.
That I did not want to be on the machine immediately after you.
Oh, because I'm good at just leaving that ass crescent of sweat.
Oh, man. I thought you were bad, but then I moved to
there's worse than me.
First time I moved to the hood.
Yeah. Oh.
Walked up to a machine. I was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, that's Soul Glow.
I was just going to say.
Straight on the back.
I was going to say, was it just Coming to America? Eric LaSalle on stage?
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, that doesn't look like sweat. What is that? That's just like a spot. That's not even dripping or nothing.
It was Afro Sheen.
Nah, I think today, no bench press. I'm just going to move on.
Of course not. See, I'm at least courteous enough. I'll stand up. And I'll look down. So that's my tell. I always look down to see if I have left that just sweat imprint of ass crack. But if I have, I'm always like, and I toss my knee up like a conquistador almost. Like I almost do the Captain Morgan pose.
Oh, man.
And I'll put my one knee up and then just kind of swish that back and forth a bit. And it mops it right up because of my hairy leg.
Oh, gosh.
My hairy drumstick absorbs the sweat immediately. Like I can't bring myself to walk away, but I'm not going to towel off where other people's asses have been either. Like, I got my limits.
You're such a dirty Greek. I wipe.
Like, if you piss on a toilet seat, you're not going to pull out your handkerchief and be like, whew, let me clean that off. You might take some toilet paper and nudge it.
I mean, if they got a spray bottle and a towel on the side, I'll use it if I'm leaving a spot.
Jim has that.
I've seen it.
It's been so long. I remember those good days, too, before the economy died.
Yeah, that's true. Then everything went to shit.
They ain't around anymore, man. I'll tell you that much.
Gold's Gym is trying to overcharge my credit card. I'll never go back to them.
You told me about your problems with them. Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody's struggling at this point, so.
Of course. It's Mad Max, except we have a little more gas. That's it. And Mel Gibson has lost his Aussie accent and is rapidly anti-Semitic.
I'm just glad I'm friends with a person as bad as you to get through these tough times.
That's true. I'm a shifty bastard. I'm the desert trader, the Greedo that lives through these things. Not the Greedo. What the hell was the blue penis nose thing from Phantom Menace that owned young Anakin?
Oh gosh, that thing was horrible.
It wasn't Quattro. That was Total Recall. It was blue penis face flying.
I try not to remember episodes 1 through 3, to be honest.
They were pretty bad. 3 was okay.
Nah, I liked 1 more than 2 and 3.
Really?
Yeah. They were all so bad. 2 is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
2 is absolutely the worst of the bunch.
It's one of the worst movies in all history, along with like Matrix 2. Matrix 2 was so bad, I'll never see Matrix 3.
Oh, for me, Matrix 3 was putrid. I didn't mind Matrix 2 so much.
Matrix 2 had that badass chase scene.
Yeah.
Still one of like the best I've seen.
That freeway scene was amazing.
But you have to like cut away the rest of that movie and just watch that scene, in my opinion.
Is that the one that started with the rave in the cave? Or is that
That's
part
of it, yeah. That's okay. Early in the movie. That's a pretty cool scene. But I mean, it's visual elements that like you could have as a YouTube video, like, check what I can do with special effects.
Well, it predates YouTube. Give it some
points. I'm just saying, but there's like the storyline is just, it's empty. Like basically you could condense that with the third movie and have like one really bad movie, is my understanding.
Absolutely.
Like, you could just cut it in half, like, the timeline, and then it's just like, this is a really mediocre story. Like, we should just pretend the last two don't exist, because one was badass. Like, the opening
one was
great.
One was such a good film. I remember, because it came out the same time as Phantom Menace, and I remember in my head, I was like, you know what? This is going to be the start of the next great sci-fi trilogy. And Lucas is just trying to pillage his old scriptures and make something happen, but times have passed. And yes, as you so eloquently said, nope, they drove that bitch right into the ground.
Yeah.
Part 2, you're like, okay, as long as 3 is good, this will still be remembered well. And then part 3 came along with the kid that was like the living Jar Jar Binks. And they somehow didn't understand that the entire thing that made the Matrix good was being in a computer. Yeah. And all of 3 was set in a damn cave. Like, if things could get more boring, it was just people in brown rags in a gray cave. It literally could not get more visually boring. It was visual porridge. Back to why I'm bad. Do we do that now that my penis feels all better? Now that the boo-boo's gone from my wee-wee?
Please do. Please, please continue with the show that we prepared.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm a miserable piece of crap, man.
It's not already obvious from like the wealth of shows that you've uploaded to the internet.
Yeah, but people don't want to do research. There was someone I was talking to earlier today, and she was like, how do I listen live? And I'm like, what I'm recording right now won't be live. Just go to the website and find yourself any of the episodes we have there. And 20 seconds later, she texts. She's like, I'm bored. I'm on to the next episode. I'm like, you know what?
Nice.
Screw you. How's that?
Nice.
Screw you. I'm glad you're not listening live. Like, how do you get bored in 20 seconds? I admit, they're boring. I don't listen to them. But people do. People make it through. Earlier today, I was listening to Ron and Fez on the way in. Because that's all I do. Just the ONA station on Sirius. Just say something. Say something. You're looking at
it's
me.
It's a great show. I love both of them.
Your eyes.
All
are,
those.
You're making this weird eye contact. Like a word was just itching to escape your mouth, but you weren't talking.
Well, I just like, this is where I think I'm supposed to pretend that I listen to talk radio when I'm not doing it myself.
No, just say something about radio. Just say anything.
Ron and Fez are comic geniuses.
Yeah. Ron is. I mean, Fez had a nervous breakdown about 5 years ago and barely talks. It's kind of, it's the weirdest
terrible.
Dynamic I've ever heard for a radio show where
for radio,
one of the partners is mute.
I would like to like watch that though. Are they on TV?
Not that I know of.
All right.
Not that I know of.
Because if there's just an invalid sitting in the corner, that'd be good quality television.
I hate this mic stand, by the way. All the creaking is picking up on your end, I think. I hate it. Ron and Fez were having people call in and talk about all the good that the Ronald McDonald House has done.
Oh, okay.
Which, when's the last time you thought of that, man? I haven't seen their collection buckets in a restaurant for a long time.
Oh, like, I do a lot of drive-through, and a lot of them have the little drive-through deposit for your change.
Really?
Yeah. Because
that was mentioned on the show. I don't recall seeing those. Not to sound like I live in a hood or something where people just knock that bitch off.
I'll put it this way. It's one of the few charitable things I'm willing to drop some change into. Just because, like, oftentimes I'm like, is this really going to charity, or is your no-name pizza joint going to just keep this because you are struggling to make payroll?
That's really how I've started to feel. And same with bums. I used to help the bums out all the time, and now I'm just like, no, screw you. I know you're actually making a decent amount of money here at this corner.
Dude, since I moved to Baltimore, like, I see real
broke-ass
people.
Oh, okay, I'm saying.
And then when I come to D.C., I'm like, you are so not hungry. You are so not hungry. I'm not giving you change.
Fat bum. Fat bums just pissed me off. Who do you think you are?
The worst was when I lived in Roanoke, I would see bums who had better clothes than I had.
Oh, the hipster
and that's when
bums.
I had one of my rules was if you're dressed better than me, I won't even look at you. I'll just walk right past you. And that happens way more often than it should, where I'm like, you are wearing better clothes than me and you're asking people for change.
I just remember that King of the Hill with the hustler bums. Who were just like these hipsters from like Austin, and they had a dog, and they were getting vag and everything. Like they were just killing it. And Bobby Hill wanted to be a bum.
Yeah, because when I lived,
eventually he learned not to be.
Dude, I lived in Austin, and like on the drag, right next to like the UT campus, like you have like 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids who were just like asking for change. And first time I saw like a few of them, I remember like wondering, do they really need the cash? One of the first girls who ever asked me for change. A couple weeks later, I go with my roommate to go get a text.
In your class.
He was gonna get a nipple ring. So like we're down on 6th Street just hanging out while he's like in line. She's at this. It's a tattoo parlor slash.
Was it two nipple rings?
Place.
Give me that much. Was it one nipple ring? That's the worst.
No, he went for two.
Okay, thank God. That's something.
And like he was mildly worried about it going in, but like,
mildly
we met this
bisexual.
Girl. Well, he was like, this might hurt. And then, like, the girl in front of him in line was like, I'm pretty nervous. I'm getting my hood pierced. And he's like, I'm not nervous anymore because.
That is a dirty bitch. I love her.
But while, while the three of us are in the waiting room, this drag rat comes out because she just got a tattoo. So this girl's asking for change in Austin because she needs ink money. Like, she obviously can afford to eat. What she can't afford is like
her goddamn tattoo.
Yeah.
That
that's
turns
what she
my
was begging
stomach.
For. Yeah. So that's like, yeah. That's hipster begging in Austin.
That turns my effing stomach to hear. Well, for me, man, I heard this Ron and Fez segment just completely jogged my memory about something I remember very vividly from my childhood. I think there might have been, you know, like stick a quarter in Grimace's urethra and go to the Ronald McDonald House type stuff. And I don't go there anymore. I don't know about you. McDonald's is not my cup of tea for the most part. I might get a cone. But outside of that, I'm not
solidly addicted to their food.
Really?
I go at least once a month, I'd say.
Wow. I mean, I eat out at a lot of bad places. Just McDonald's isn't on the list. But I heard this, and person after person discussing how much the Ronald McDonald House had done for them. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat at McDonald's, do my part. Like, I really felt like a good American getting a fillet of fish and a small French fries. Like, I was curing cancer by doing this. And I woof those down on the car ride over here. And then I eat, a bag of cookies and a chocolate bar in front of you. And then I'm like, why do I weigh a lot? When the McDonald's was the best thing you've had today. And as I'm walking in, a friend of mine texts me. And she's like, hey, she's trying to be funny about it. Do you want to help me help the families of little bald kids who could use the services of a locksmith for free?
What?
And you know me, I'm trying to use humor because instantly I'm just like, oh, no, she means like helping cancer kids. That sounds very not paid. So I'm trying to use humor. I'm like, bald kids, do you mean they're into white power? She says, no, cancer, having to spell it out. And I recoil for like 30 seconds. I don't reply. I'm like, why? I don't want to help with this. It takes actual effort, not just spending a dollar. And it just sinks in. Like, I actually have a chance to help kids with cancer the way the Ronald McDonald House does. And when it isn't just the most incidental of help, when it isn't me thinking I can help because I bought myself a meal and ate it, and it's actual effort, I'm like, this is disgusting. Why would I ever touch it? And thankfully, the little angel on the left shoulder prevailed, and I said, you know what? What the hell? Let me chip in a bit.
See, that's very good of you, actually.
I guess. I'm worried that, like, cancer people are going to be forgetting keys left and right. They've got way bigger things on their head than where's my pocketbook. It's always going to be like, my kid's dying. I forgot the key at the hospital for the fifth time. Can you let me in again?
Here's why I don't think you're as bad a person as you think. I mean, obviously, like, you're worried how much this might cost in the end.
Yes, and my time. Like, I really don't want to hear, like, all right, this is just one of these disgusting, sad things. I sit around my house killing time between calls for most of the day.
Right.
Oh, like, you know how I tend to kill my time.
Yes.
So, a bunch of, more often than I care to say, I get a call like a mid-stroke, and it's just like, hey, I'm locked out of the house, and I'm just like, you know what? I got something my own brewing here right now. Can you call back in 10? So I have to kind of just wash that off, let it go, like tuck it into my belt loop until it calms down and drive out. I'm just saying, like, it always sucks hearing like a dude's voice or like a grating old female voice. The only time it isn't really horrible getting interrupted is if it's like some hot young chick. But I can just imagine some haggard, like, you know, Kenny, he's been up puking from the chemo all night. There's nothing less sexy than a cancer mom's voice.
Right.
It's going to just turn it into an innie. So I'm, I'm going to help, but I hope I get a chance to help, I suppose. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm just really trying to cover up for the fact I'm very Larry David-esque about this. And it's like, I really don't care for a chance to help. I guess now that it was thrust upon me, sure.
But it sounds like you actually do want to help them. It's just a matter of, like, how much is it going to cost you out of pocket that you're not sure of?
Yeah. Yeah. Keys don't grow on trees. That rhymed and was dumb, but it's true.
Because, like, to me, if I got that call, my initial reaction would be like, I cannot believe my fucking friend is calling me because this isn't really a question when you say, hey, would you like to help with kids who are dying of cancer? I'm like, that's not a question.
Slightly how
I have to say yes.
Slightly how I viewed it, too. I don't want to throw her under the bus.
I'm just saying, like, in my mind, I'm like, you're not really asking.
She's not even single anymore. It's a cute girl, but she's not even single. So it's like she's lost 90% of her pool.
Right.
Like, single 30-year-old, you have the allure of, like, a taken 30-year-old versus the allure of like a single 50-year-old? What, Howard? How does it balance out?
At the very least, you get a little flirt out of, hey, yeah, this is nice.
Yeah, yeah, and she isn't, like, the good kind of taken, where it's like, I hate my husband and I will screw anyone behind his back. It's like, she's probably, like, looking to get first married to this guy. Like, she's very
taken. She's only going to call you when she, like, needs someone to volunteer
it's
to help locksmith
kind of
for cancer.
Yeah, it isn't like, I'm taken, but my husband screws my secretary. Want me to rim you? That's fun taken. That's like even better than single. But there's bad taken too. The ones where it's like you flirt and it's like, didn't you hear me tell you I'm married? And you're just like, yeah, I heard you, bitch. And you walk away.
That's why you're at the bar by yourself tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone heard it. That's why you're alone. Nobody likes you. I don't know, man. I feel a little rancid about it, but you're right. When I really break it down, I am trading my time for people in need. And now that I'm explaining it out loud, I feel bad again. I'm trading my valuable time that could have been playing Xenoblade on the Wii for helping those whose children are dying of cancer.
I mean, I think...
All right, I'll do it. Like,
I'll put it this way. It's fair to put like a timeline. Like, I donate 10 hours.
Yeah, dude. Oh, God. If like they think I'm going to get worked to death over this, they got another thing. I'll do like one a week or something like that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot, man.
It is.
And one a week is a lot because I would just be like this number of calls.
You're That's right. It. You're right. I should say, like, you have to be this cancery.
Let's do
to get free service.
Or just do provisional. Just be
no
like,
eyebrows underlined.
I'll take 5 calls and we'll see how I feel after that. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it.
You're right. You're right. God. But it's just digging yourself in deeper because you want to be nice at the get-go.
Just,
you know what I mean? Like, it's worse to be like, I did help some cancer people. Not that rewarding. I'm punching out.
Well, no, it's just like, you got other things to do. Like,
I do.
You got a dick to pull. Like,
it's yeah, it's true. That's true. I know. I should be able to ask for sex from the moms. Just be like, look, it isn't really payment financial sense, but
I'll say this, flirt a little bit. Just see what happens.
Yeah. I'm sure a mom whose child is bald and rife with chemicals is going to be like, hey, I thought we had something going on when you walked in. Thought there was a little sparkle. God, I hope my friend doesn't listen to this one. This is all a joke. I'm willing to help. Leave me alone.
You might, yeah.
I think I'll have to bury this one like a cat turd in the
That would be
box.
The strangest kind of strange, I'll say that.
That would be weird, yeah, like if the whole situation just got them oddly horny. Like just the grief.
Some people...
They had to feel something instead of pain.
I think one of the top ways to get de-stressed is sex. So, I mean, hey, here's this.
So what you're saying is like September 12th, 2001, we really missed out by not driving up to New York. That's just what I'm reading out of you right now.
To each his own, you know, some people laughed, like, I don't know if you heard any of those stories where people, like, I actually was in Australia on September 11th, and so, like, one guy in the room with me laughed, and I understood that to be a response of, like, you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
This other dude assaulted him, because he was like, that's offensive, mate, I'm half American, and so then there was, like, a fight in front of me, and so people were getting mad at this dude for laughing, I was like, hey, listen, that's, Some people laugh, some people fuck.
Yeah, they can't process it.
It's just, yeah, not everybody just like cries and does the normal thing. Some people just, you don't know what to do. So, I'm just saying, man, like, you should not feel guilty if like one of the moms is just like, hey.
I wouldn't feel guilty.
It's been a tough 6 months. And, I don't know, you... you seem like you might be the kind of guy who needs his dick pulled, so...
The face like that, I know you haven't gotten laid in some time, so let's pork.
Yeah, let me just take these sweatpants off and see what
oh,
you
God.
Got to
yeah let me shave my stuff. It's been a couple months. He might be bald, but I'm not.
Oh shit. You are a bad person.
Howie, we're here today to plug your album too.
All right, how's that
for a segue? Cancer kids.
Didn't you want to hear why I'm a bad person too?
Yeah, I did.
And why? Because here's
but
the thing. So
like
we just talked about.
So I wanted it.
We didn't talk about like the repercussions of being a bad person with your story because this just happened.
This happened literally as I walked in the studio. Yeah. I wasn't making it up.
So when you brought this up and were asking me about how I'm a bad person, I actually like have a longer arc of something that happened to me since I moved to Baltimore.
Okay.
So, you know, like I now live in the hood in Baltimore.
Yeah, you were a Virginia suburb guy for a lot of your life, and now you live in the wire.
It's not that bad. I mean, like, people come to my neighborhood, they're like, I don't feel safe. And I'm like, well, that's because you're white.
It's like, Omar's coming. Oh, yeah, I love that. Like, if you're white, the first few times you go in a rough neighborhood, if you're rich white, or not even rich, just affluent, like, if you don't have an experience with a rundown area, you just show up at a place that looks a little beat, and you're like, it's dangerous. And it's like, why? Because the house might collapse on you? There's nothing inherently dangerous about what looks like a rundown neighborhood.
So, yeah, is there poverty around me? Yeah. Is there vacants? I don't like the vacants. And the vacants are the problem
vacants
with this
story.
Vacants
are scary as hell.
Because there's drug use
where
in my neighborhood.
Snoop hides the bodies.
Yeah. I mean, there's not, like, violence. The violence is West Baltimore. I'm, like, on the other side of the interstate, so it's not as bad. But, yeah, there's drug use. There's, like, two liquor stores up the block from me. Like, there's inebriation.
Yeah.
So, like, about a...
You're talking, like, actual brown paper bag drinking, right?
Yeah, like I have to admit to drinking 40s of Natty Bo out of a brown bag, because like I was moving in the neighborhood, I just went to the liquor store and I'm just like, how much for that, because I saw a Natty Bo in a 40. I was like, wow.
Natty Bo.
I was like, that's gotta be a great discount. I love Natty Bo. I was like, what's the 40 cost? $2.50 deal.
I didn't even know they made 40s of Natty Bo. That's
me
amazing.
Either
you over I
love
here,
my neighborhood.
Drink what, King Cobra?
This is why, like, I know I'm happy. Like, I understand other people are not like this. This is why I know I'm different. But I live in a place where, like, for $12, I can get a 40 and 10 pieces of fried chicken.
I was going to say. I knew what cuisine was being paired with this beer.
And I'm just like, I'm happy. Now, that said, like, there are a couple things that a lot of people would not deal with well. About 10 days after moving in, I wake up. A little morning wood, like 9 a.m. I'm just like, I'm going to do something with this. So, you know.
Isn't that a little early for your neighborhood?
What's that?
9 a.m. wake up.
So, you know, I'm pulling the putt a little bit. I'm in. Looking at a little porn on the iPad.
Really?
Yeah. And
you're
then.
You're a morning take care of business man?
Actually, no.
I was going to say, I don't roll that
Actually,
way.
I do believe I had to pee before I came back. I was just too lazy to, like, fully get out of bed. So yes, I was living the hood dream right there, where I actually got up, used the bathroom, and came back to do this.
At the crack of 9.
I'm self-employed, homie.
Hey man, I woke up at 9:08 today. I'm living in downtown U.
So like, I'm just sitting there, got a full heart on, and then it's I hear the siren, and you know there's sirens occasionally. It's a city.
Yeah.
But then there's this one that just stops right behind my room.
It didn't. The noise didn't travel.
And I'm like, wait
saying.
A minute. That's right behind
me. You're used to siren going, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, this was just like
stopped.
Pulled up
stopped
and
loud.
It stopped.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I look in out the window of my room into the backyard. There's an ambulance. There's two cop cars because there's like this row of vacants right behind me and a little grassy area in between these two like sets of vacants.
Yeah.
And like there's this half fence. It's a wooden fence that's like half covering this area that's grassy between these two vacant properties. And lo and behold, the paramedics and the police were called by one of my neighbors who looked outside and saw like a crackhead who was just passed out behind the fence. And so
I'm glad so much went into saving this productive member of society. We couldn't just scoop him up like a dog catcher would.
Well, that's kind of what happened, man. And so like he's
the
just lying
catcher.
There and I look and I have the laugh response because I don't know what to do. And I'm just like,
this
I've never
was
been
your September 11th.
Yeah, where I was just like, oh my gosh, I think that's a crackhead passed out behind my house. So I'm just laughing my ass off because I'm like, he's lying there.
Just fanning yourself like a Victorian woman with the vapors.
And then I'm watching like the paramedics just like have to literally pick this guy up because he's so messed up. And like they have to put him onto a gurney and like wheel him back because he's just.
I guess the stress of Johns Hopkins got to him.
So for me, I'm sitting there with my dick in my hand. And I got to be honest, like they were two fine sister cops. They sent two female police officers.
Nice.
And I'm just sitting there with my dick in my hand. I'm just like, I really
like,
don't want to.
I can work with this.
I really don't want to like walk out there with a hard on in my sweatpants because I might be going like back to the police station in the back of their cruiser too. I really wanted the police report number, just because that's, you know, it's what happens when you're an attorney. I'm just like, I want the police number. But I couldn't go get it because I had a hard on. So I'm sitting there laughing. I don't know what to do. And I'm just like, well, that was weird. I'm just going
to
finish.
I was going to say, I think every man knows what to do in that scenario. What are you talking about? Unless like a loved pet is on fire, you finish.
But the worst part of all is like, I was judging the crackhead for being a crackhead. Where I was just like, you know.
Well, you might be waking up and masturbating, but you're doing it inside a house. That kind of puts you above the curve.
I was just like, I got to be better than that guy. I'm not so stupid where I'm getting that messed up, right? Wrong.
Oh, no.
2 weeks later, shit you not, had a friend have a rooftop party where, you know what? I forgot to eat dinner. Like, I'm running around trying to make sure I have, like, something to drink at a party. I didn't eat dinner. Go up to this rooftop party
That's not an excuse for anything that's about to come after this, but go on.
It's not, but this is an explanation of why this ends up happening.
I
drink like a 375, like, you know, half bottle of liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Bourbon, Eagle Rare. My night went downhill. Not immediately, but I'd say 2 hours later, I don't remember much. Between that moment and then waking up on the bathroom floor of my girlfriend's apartment talking to an EMT who was trying to decide if I needed to go get my stomach pumped.
What?
Yeah.
I was about to laugh you off because you said you woke up, again, in an enclosure, in property that you belonged upon. But
yeah.
The EMT, Howard, why? Why?
She wasn't sure what to do with me at that point. You know, we haven't been dating that long, but the reality was...
Well, what did you do that an EMT was called?
I stopped responding. So, like, I literally did black out.
Like when she, the next morning.
Because she kept talking to me.
How did, okay, when?
I vomited like several times.
So you go out to a party.
Yeah.
A rooftop party. How much do you have to drink?
Like a half bottle of liquor. But I didn't eat food is the problem.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. If I'd eaten food, I probably could have drank that much.
When was the EMT called?
This is like 1 a.m. So you're talking between 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Wow. And it ends with you on the floor, hobo style EMT.
Yeah.
Rousing you.
Just like, and I do vaguely remember talking a little bit to the EMT, and the EMT, like, of course, let me stay there. They just want to make sure that, you know, I was completely done puking.
Did they have to fish around in your
and
mouth,
that I was
like, glove up a hand and dig the puke out?
No, they talked to me because, like, you know, I did black out for a few minutes, I guess, and then,
yeah,
they ended up having to talk to me just to make sure that, like, they didn't have to take me in. The guy actually, I do remember him saying, like,
what a waste
his stomach's
of my time.
Empty. No, I actually, like, wanted to make sure.
Okay.
He was actually just trying to, like, call my chick down and let her know, like, hey, don't worry about it. Like, he's good now. Like, he emptied his stomach out. Like, we're talking to him. Just, we think he's going to be okay now.
Did she give you any grief the next day? What?
It was kind of...
That's the kind of thing where, like, if you don't go to the hospital, you're probably in the hot seat.
That was early enough, like, we started...
That's early enough where it should have ended things.
No, it's one of those things where I've been very upfront with her regularly, like, listen, like, I have a high caloric intake, especially
mm-hmm.
when I'm sexually active. Like, when I'm sexually active, I need at least 3,000 calories a day.
Oh, for your metabolism.
Yeah. This is what, like, it's a blessing and a curse. Most people just look at me as,
raped
like,
by a Roman
screw you
legion
for being...
and eat a sugar cube per day and gain a pound.
So, I mean, everybody's always like, well, Howard, that's awesome. You have that metabolism. I'm like, no, because when I was 21, I lived in a first world country and I was suffering malnutrition. Like, it's hard to eat enough for me to, like, keep weight on sometimes. So, this is one of the negatives. Like, I'm 31.
You know
what? It's
a negative. That piece of ass that just walked in the other studio that can't hear us call her a piece of ass. Oh, my lordy. Continue. That's always a treat. Always a treat when some tail walks.
But yeah,
in.
Getting back to you being a bad person. I'm just saying, watch for your comeuppance because, like, they're comeuppance. This is what I learned from my own experience of laughing at a crackhead.
Compared to you, I don't feel so bad anymore. I didn't waste an EMT's time because I drank too much.
And I'm 31, man. That's really embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. So
it's like me after going to Krispy Kreme and I call because I have a real bad tummy ache. I ate too many donuts.
I mean, I did technically need to have my stomach pumped.
Good Lord.
I just pumped it myself.
Yeah, I guess, man.
So that was really the conversation with the EMT. It's just like, he needs it out of his system.
The Poison.
Oh, well, we're actually watching him basically get the last of it out. This is kind of unpleasant for me, but I guess...
How are they able to establish your stomach is empty, by the way, just from dry
heaving?
Dry heaving,
yeah.
Wow.
Dry heaving. Wow. Dry heaving is a good one. Yeah. And then, like, you know, you see a little bit of, like, bile or whatever. Yeah. Yum.
Oh.
When you do see something, it's not much.
Ever since I stopped doing drugs, I kind of forget what it is to puke every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've done that. Been a long time.
My cough syrup days, it was just, you did it. I burned my enamel away on the backs of my teeth.
Holy cow,
yeah. Because I just vomited every weekend.
Did you have a dentist tell you that? Like, hey, you're enamel.
No,
gone.
I could just tell from the texture.
Wow.
Like, I don't know if the enamel's burned away, but the texture has been changed from the stomach acid.
Wow.
Smashing against the backs of these choppers.
Oh, man.
Well, the show's winding down, man, so you need to promote. You've talked a long time about doing music, and you finally released an album.
So,
you
yeah,
finally
I haven't,
tied one together on iTunes.
So, I haven't been on the show much since about February. I guess not. It's really been the start of the year. I've been working on this.
Yeah, because Arena went... It was you and Arena pretty much swapped out the same time, or did you do a couple after her, or what?
She did a couple after, like, I kind
of
zoned out.
Oh,
I zoned
okay,
out around
the
New Year's, and then you guys did January, and then she, like, moved
to
Colorado.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to Louisiana for the Super Bowl, and I'm like, okay. And next thing I know, it's I'm moving to Denver, and you're like, I don't know how to process that, but okay.
Well, she's just...
I mean, I don't care. I'm not paying her to do the show or anything.
She's just kind of a wild child.
I have no pool to keep her in the area. It was just random. It would be like if I was just like, oh, I'm visiting New York. Hey, I moved to Toronto.
Right.
You're like, okay, I... Don't really see how one segues to the other, but sure.
Well, I stayed in the area, but yeah, I've been working on getting an album out. So, I mean, that's one of the projects I've been working to and other stuff. But the main thing that's finally here is my artist is named Cammy Law. Her album is titled Lit Blue.
Lit Blue.
And it's now available on iTunes, Amazon as well.
Okay.
And yeah.
Spell it out. Spell out Cammy and all that stuff. And we'll put links in the episode.
So it's K-A-M-I space L-A. So Cammy. Cammy okay. L-A.
Cammy L-A.
Yeah. Cammy.
And I'll tell guys what they want to know. She's very good looking.
You can follow her on Twitter at Camilla Sings.
Nice.
And she also has a Facebook fan page with a gallery of photos that I promise you want to see.
They're not bad. I've looked at this man's cell phone before.
I just heard your voice quiver a little bit as you
they're
said.
Not bad. I might be plumping, remembering a couple. I might be Oscar Meyering right now.
So yeah, we got a website.
Or is
Cammy
it SK,
dash
is it SK that plumps? Hold on, I'm trying to remember. Gotta get my references straight.
So it's
here.
Kami-LA.com. We have a website. It's still under construction, but the main thing is check out her music. She's got a very unique voice. She's got mad chops. If you listen to the way that she does soul, R&B, and funk, you're going to be impressed with what she does with other people's music. She's going to have some original stuff coming out in the next few months as well. But right now, she's got covers of Suck My Kiss.
Nice. That's pretty random.
It's
I do
G,
like,
dude.
I do like the Chili Peppers version.
It's
so.
G. Oh, yeah. No, like, it's money. And then she does Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine.
That's good, man. That's good. I mean, honestly, I've heard the chick's voice. That's and you're a friend, so I just wanted you on to plug it a bit. But she's got a good voice. She's very good looking. Again, so follow her on Twitter. And you, Mr. Manager, Svengali over here, get her to post some good photos.
She's already done that. No,
just
she knows.
Bent over in front of the mic with it like 8 inches down her throat.
No, because she's a model as much as she's actually a better singer than she is a model. I'll say that. So, I mean, she's good looking and she's got a great voice, so.
That's nice, man. And it came out, the album was Tuesday? Last Tuesday? When was it?
It was on Friday.
Friday, okay.
But yeah, this I've had a blast just making this music, so oh, when is this going up? Are you putting this up tomorrow? We have a release party tomorrow night.
You want me to put it up tomorrow? I can put this one up tomorrow.
No, I was hoping you wouldn't, so I could give you a hard time for like getting me out of here for no reason, but whatever.
No, I'll do
are you going to come? 5 o'clock, Doubletree in Bethesda.
Party.
Okay. Rooftop, you gotta wear a bathing suit.
Well, then probably not. I'm not gonna do the fat guy in the t-shirt routine for the bathing suit. Not so much my cup. I might. I don't know. That's that's hellish traffic.
There will be 24-year-olds wearing bikinis.
24 is too old for me. I've moved on to 19. Moved on to 18 and 19. 24, they know their ass from their elbow. I can't have that nonsense. Sounds all right, though. She'll be in a bikini or something? This Cammy character?
I don't know. She don't have to sell sex, man. She got a great voice.
We all have to sell sex. Even me.
Yeah.
Even
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you do. If you got it, flaunt
it. I do it well.
If you got it, flaunt it, John.
And I do.
Work that shirt up.
And
oh, yeah.
I
see that belly button.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
That cum-spattered belly button. Howard, I think we're out.
No doubt, man.
I think
no
we're
doubt.
Done with this one. We can do one more if we want, or we can just leave and eat food.
I'm down for another.
All right. Let's bring up the outro music either way. The stuff that I'm probably not supposed to play, but I'm still playing it.
We got to get a new... We got to get you a new outro song.
Okay. Just for the sake of covering my ass.
Let's just...
Not discuss
give
legal
Will.
Matters on air.
Let's give Will the opportunity to write some surf guitar music. I actually have a friend who does surf guitar, so if you're looking for an added bonus of a new songwriter, throw him in the works too. Yeah.
That's too much work. I'll go with Will.
They can work together. Collaborative effort.
Will doesn't collaborate.
Yeah.
You know that and I know that. Will takes. Hold on. There we go. Much better. Howard, pleasure having you. If they want to get a hold of you on Twitter, it's what, and Cammy's Twitter handle as well. Plug it all again. All
right. Howard Flood at What the F and Heezy, and you can follow Cammy Law at Camilla Sings.
Okay.
And we have a website at cammy-la.com.
I should have punched that up right now for some ogling, but I'll do it in between the two episodes.
All
right. I promise you. I'm at Papa's Basement if you want to get a hold of me on Twitter. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there, click on the iTunes subscription link at the top. That's the most important thing, so you can subscribe to the podcast, not miss a single episode. They come out every Monday and every Thursday. A bunch of my writing's up there as well, so there's a lot of things you can kill your time with. Howard, good to see you.
Glad to be back, homie.
Till next time, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.